Life after life. After one of their trips to Earth, a group of friends was relaxing in a beautiful place in the mountains by the Great Lake, and an angel descended to them in the form of a ball of light. The angel gradually took on the shape of an ascetic sitting in lotus pose with a rainbow-colored aura emanating from his body.
Greetings, light souls. The Sync Light of the Planet Coordinators, who resides in Shambhala, has sent me to you.
Oh, is that the wonderful Belovedi that Rorik and other people were seeking?
Yes, that's it. But one cannot find it. One can only be invited there. It is the spiritual abode of the forces of light on Earth. From there, they steer the evolution of Earth and fight against the forces of universal evil.
And so they found themselves in Tibet, where amidst the glittering snow peaks lay the abode of light. They flew up to the sphere of protective energy that had made this place inaccessible. Even the most subtle entities couldn't penetrate this sphere. That is, neither larvae, nor spirits, nor the deceased could enter, and nearby, yetis roamed. For a long time, Jan was curious about who they truly were, and discovered that they were ethereal beings. However, they could become visible and even momentarily materialize. People who approached this place would forget where and why they were heading there. An inexplicable terror would arise within them. They were expected, and the guardian angel of the sphere slightly opened the way for them, granting them entrance. While observing the majestic snow-capped peaks, they flew into a grotto and then descended into underground caves, the walls of which were adorned with mountain crystals. Sitting on a throne 3 meters high was the king of Shambhala, Rigdon Japo. They respectfully bowed to this great soul.
The Sync Light of the Planet Coordinators has noticed your service to humanity, and I have summoned you to initiate you into Bogir, into the Knights of Shambhala, and to convey to you the grand teachings of Bogiri. It's the art of taking action on an energetic level, which will assist you in battling the devil spawns. Our brother teacher is currently working through the Earth's karma. He's saving it from Armageddon. The dark forces fear him and consistently get in the way of his mission. But you have become his loyal allies and are worthy of joining the Army of Light. The fact that you operate as a group gives you tremendous power, more than if you were to act alone. You harness your sexual energy not only for pleasure, but also to combat the dark forces. Receive my blessing, warriors of light. Jan, I proclaim you Bogir, the Knight of Shambhala.
With these words, Rigdon extended his arms over them, bestowing upon them a power that connected them to Shambhala, and a light emanated from them, illuminating the neophytes. He materialized 4 astral swords, and they flew into the hands of the initiates.
Here, take the astral sword and strike down the enemies of the forces of light.
Jan took the sword in a calm and reverent state, and his aura instantly shone brightly.
Since the earliest times of human civilization's inception, when I was the High Priest of Atlantis, the sublime art of taking action on the subtle level was given by God. On an energetic level, I have now passed it on to you and your Shaktis. It's essential to learn how to take action as a group, since the energy of a group is more potent than the individual actions of the same number of people. Especially within a tantric group where a man and his women interact. If they are a match and are worthy of each other, their interaction gains immense creative power. They can utilize their sexual energy not only for pleasure, but also to achieve any goal. For this, they can study the tantric kata. And so it is.
Jan and his Shaktis bowed in reverence, and together with Kuthumi, they flew to the place of knowledge transmission. While flying, they saw a vast cave, in the center of which stood a giant crystal ball. Around it sat the members of the Synclite of the Planet Coordinators: Christ, Buddha, Krishna, Mohammed, Moses, El Moria, Zarathustra, Mahavira, and other great souls of our Earth. They were observing the happenings on the planet, counteracting the dark forces, and sending support to the sons of light and virtuous souls in the form of rays of divine energy. They flew into a cave that had a vast underground lake and a waterfall pouring into it. Even though it was somewhat dim, Jan, his friends, and Kuthumi could see in the dark since they were in their astral bodies. The first important thing for an astral action is to clearly see the goal or task. Then you must feel unity, cohesion, and dedication, forming a unified field where Jan is the strong-willed core and you are the supporting power. When a man and his Shakti women unite, they represent a tremendous power. They can move mountains. Naturally, the man must be worthy, and the women must be integrated into him. They should be of the same mind and understand each other. The man, being Shiva, the core, should be the guiding willful principle, the power of will directing the energy of the women. His Shaktis should be his Kara, the energy field, supporting his aspirations. The Karateka gives direction, and the Shaktis, emotionally supporting him, allow him to achieve the goal. So, first, you need to make an intention. Then, feel unity, cohesion, and a unified field. In such a state, connect to God, the Egregore, through devotion and self-sacrifice, as well as service, and feel the connection in the form of an exalted state. Start practicing the kata of the Sampo system and achieve the set task. Since there were four of them, Kuthumi showed them how to stand correctly. The Shaktis formed an equilateral triangle, and Jan stood in its center, and they began to practice katas. The main thing is to learn to hold the Aharata.
How so?
First, feel your I. Confidently say and feel, I am. I exist. Then, imagine and feel the willful caliber from the top of the head to the base of the spine, and further down the legs to the ground, entering a strong, regal state of power. Keep your spine straight, shoulders spread. Now, visualize and feel your hara, aura, or energy field, with the sphere that surrounds the Aharata. Go from top to bottom through the chakras so they work evenly and maintain the steady field of Hara. Hara is your shield, your heritage. Now, feel how the Aharata rises and connects with the Egregore. Experience self-sacrifice, commitment, and service. Keep this state in mind. This is the foundation for all other actions and katas of the Sampo system. It is in this state that you can do what you want, cope with any task. Jan felt unprecedented strength and power. His girlfriends felt the same. When they approached and passed through the protective sphere, they again saw the Yeti, and Jan asked their guide, Kuthumi,
"How does a Yeti differ from us, the deceased?"
"Yetis, like other Earth spirits, such as house spirits, forest spirits, and mermaids, have ethereal and vital bodies. Because of this, they can be visible to humans, make sounds, knock, move objects, even attack people. Such spirits become poltergeists. They can help or harm humans, but usually they are neutral. When a person dies, they retain a connection to their physical body for 3 days and can even revive in it. Therefore, they are not buried for 3 days. Some yogis, like Lama Atijalov, can leave their bodies for a long time, maintain a connection with it, and then revive. Atijalov will soon revive. He is one of our Bwagirs. 9 days following death, the contact with the etheric body is broken, and it remains on Earth as a ghost. After 40 to 49 days, the connection with the vital body ends. Its life force goes to the relatives or close ones of the deceased, if it existed, of course. Wizards and shamans transfer their life force to their successors, and after this, a person fully transitions to the subtle plane, making it difficult for them to live on Earth. When someone dies on the subtle plane, before reincarnating, they leave behind their astral body, a portion of their mental body, and their memories. Only in the causal does their spirit enter a new incarnation, carrying with it all tendencies, inclinations, and the personality of the person. Thus, it can be said that the human spirit, the monad, the divine spark, consciousness, has several souls or subtle bodies, each with its own lifespan. They can be developed through specific practices, which make them more durable and enhance their abilities, known as seeded or superhuman abilities. These don't belong to the physical body, but to the subtle bodies, the soul. The brain often blocks their abilities, which are either obtained after death or by removing these blockages with specific practices, like the cutters of the Sampo system. The friends thanked him for the training and returned to their world, filled with a new understanding of life.
"I'm proud of you."
"We are also very happy for you."
The girlfriends embraced Jan and then danced with joy and determination, ready to assist the Synclite of the planet coordinators in every way.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.